Advice columns are hot. There's the podcast and New York Times column, Dear Sugars, Dear Pepper in The New Yorker. And then there's love letters. Boston Globe reporter Meredith Goldstein came up with this online idea of readers sending in letters. She writes an answer, then crowdsources more solutions from the online community. It became a big success with people around the world weighing in. Now, Meredith had no experience in advice, except she grew up in Maryland reading syndicated columnist Carolyn Hacks, and as a kid counseled her mom through dating after the divorce from her dad, a man who drank too much. But then that estranged dad comes back into Meredith's life. Her mom is diagnosed with cancer. Meredith cares for her through her death, something that shocks her into realizing maybe it's time to fix herself and let her advice column community help. Meredith Goldstein tells the story in her new memoir, I Can't Help Myself. She joins us in the studio. And Meredith, that's the end of the story. Let's go back to the beginning. Right after you suggest this crowdsourced idea to your editors, you are often found in a heap by the vending machines. Your boyfriend at work broke up with you.
This is what happens when you date somebody at work. For me, I would see this ex at work and immediately go to the vending machine area because it was less populated, and then I would cry. But the good news about that is you're near vending machines, so you can get a snack after you cry.
But, you know, the other thing that is revealing here, you say, it's not that I wanted to marry him or have kids with him. I wanted to spend the rest of my life watching cable with him. It feels like a big darn clue there to anyone who's ever passed by an Al-Anon meeting for children of alcoholics or a meeting for children of divorce. You wanted something you sound like you weren't even able to say.
And of course, many years later, I can see that perhaps I did want a relationship. I just knew I wasn't ready.
But you also, there's another, it feels like an important point. You speak with a friend who'd lost a husband. I mean, she had a death. And you're saying, oh, how could you possibly hear about me? And she gave you permission. She said, in fact, a breakup, it can be a death, whereas in her loss of her husband, she knew that he wouldn't have left her.
Yeah, I mean, she really said to me, you're allowed to be this miserable about a breakup because rejection is a different type of grief. You know, when you lose someone who is still around, you have to know that they've chosen to be without you. So it was really liberating, and I think it informed the rest of my advice from my advice column, which is that breakups are that bad in many cases, and we have to figure out how to cope with them and what they mean.
So you're feeling, all right, I had this breakup, and I have this information about breakup, but that's about it. I mean, you're not trained. You're not, you know.
No.
Were you scared?
Well, I mean, most advice columnists, the ones that I've really loved, were reporters and writers first, right? They're not licensed anything. They're just really good, you know, watchers of people. So I knew I had a similar background, and I just thought, oh, it's going to be this small thing. I'll put it online and see who responds. And then, you know, people who love advice columns love advice columns, so they'll find a new one as soon as it exists. I think I was shocked to suddenly be getting letters from London and other cities, you know, and, you know, people just really kept returning every day.
Talk about some of the things that you heard about.
Right off the bat, the biggest question was snooping, I think. You know, people who had hacked into their partner's emails, Facebook accounts, people felt entitled to know every little thing about their partners, and I was just shocked that all of these people were spying, essentially, and didn't have much respect for privacy. But then there were these universal themes of, when will this person say I love you? How do you know? How do you know when you know?
You're a fan and admirer of Margot Howard.
Yes.
The daughter of Ann Landers. But you also didn't want to do kind of an old school advice column?
Well, I think what had changed, you know, the internet happened, you know, and there was this online community of people. And I think, you know, when we travel, when we look for any recommendations about things, we go online, right? So I didn't want to be a final word, that I knew. I wanted to put my advice on there and then say to readers, like, what do you think, community? And that's when people, the same commenters would start coming back every day. Yeah. And that's really what I wanted, for it to feel like group therapy, but online.
When did you start to think about how much of my actions are maybe, you know, marionette strings that are being played by my past? And here you are giving advice to people.
Right. I mean, you never want to say that these things that are so obviously the influencers in your life are the things, right? People would say, oh, well, maybe your relationship with your father. And I'd say, oh, no, no, no. It's not that cliche. But of course, I mean, growing up in a single parent household with my mom and having a father who lived states away, it certainly changed how I thought of marriage, right? Yeah. My mother had gone to Juilliard and could have had this incredible performance career. And I always thought, well, she ditched that to get married and have kids. I don't want to do that, right? Mm-hmm. It was sort of always using my parents' marriage as an example. You know, I think it took me a while to admit. As you start to look at the advice you give as an advice columnist, you start to admit, oh, everything I say is influenced by what I experience in my real life.
Well, because as you're helping others with their relationships, you're wrestling with yours, the breakup, the alcoholic dad, the dying mom. And it's not going well at points. I mean, one night you have, some drinks and some pills.
Yeah.
And oops, that's not a good idea.
Yeah. It's overwhelming. Like, you just want to fix it, especially as an advice giver. My first instinct is, how can I fix it? How can I fix it?
And I'm going to go back again to as an advice giver who's the child of an alcoholic. The tendency is, I'm going to fix
it. I can do this. I can fix it. And to have a parent with stage 4 cancer, you can't fix it. You know, the one thing I'll say that was so therapeutic during this time was that I was getting letters from people about similar things. It was really helpful to know that I had thousands of readers who were with me.
It's really, really hard to read about your mother's illness and her shocking death, even though we know she has cancer. I mean, first and foremost, so sorry, for the loss. But how did that affect your relation with your readers?
I think the first thing to know is that when you talk about advice columns, most people think of it as like a dating column, but it's a life column, right? So I had to realize after she died that I had to be honest with readers about all of the compartmentalizing I had done, about my own dating life, about my place in the world in my 30s, because all of my attention went to my mother. So after she died, it was actually an excellent time to look at the readers and for the first time to tell them something personal about me and to say, I don't know what to do with myself. I'm experiencing horrible grief, and not breakup grief, but the grief of a loss of a loved one. And tell me, how am I supposed to date now? How am I supposed to think about anything? You know, it's so easy to be the advice columnist who just tells other people what to do. And for the first time, the wall was down and I just said, help me. I've actually been a mess. And readers had great advice for me.
Like what?
One of the things I asked them was, am I allowed to have ex-boyfriends around during this time, right? So many wonderful people who had been important in my romantic life wanted to show up and help me. And I didn't know if that was okay. Would it be confusing? And all of these readers, suddenly they're advising me and they're saying, oh, you know, well, maybe. And some of them are disagreeing. And, you know, most of them just advised me to take some time.
And by the way, you are a big proponent of befriending ex-boyfriends and men in general, especially at work, despite, as you say, what they say in When Harry Met Sally, that men and women can't be friends. But at this point, you're in your late 30s, people your age are having kids, and you find yourself befriending 20-something women in the office. You call them the Rachels.
Yes.
Who are making their way through the dating life in a completely different way than you did.
All of these young 20-something women in my life were pretty miserable. They really mirrored the letters I was seeing from young letter writers in my advice column. This is a group of people who have never lived without social media, and they've always had this running basis of comparison, a feed of other people's accomplishments, and they've always had to compare.
They're having the experiences that used to be gut-wrenching with a friend in a corner or a vending machine, but they're having it online, you know, this is the worst thing ever, I want to die, and bloody knives and toilets and putting all these emojis up.
Yeah, and when they feel bad, they go online and they see people who feel good. They taught me so much about what it's like to grow up always having a basis of comparison.
Very funny moments in talking about sex, which, by the way, you note that the Rachels, these younger women, seem to have a lot of.
And they have apps, right? They are very sex positive. Things are on demand for them, right? And sex is one of those things.
And still so unhappy.
But
I love the euphemism. At one point, there's a man who wrote in about his wife doesn't want to do a certain sex act, which you referred to as grilled cheese.
Yes.
I once on the radio referred to something that happens to a part of a man's anatomy as a Barca lounger.
Which makes perfect sense to
me. Because we had to discuss it.
Which makes perfect sense. Sometimes euphemisms are necessary. But I'm getting all of these letters from letter writers about sex and frequency and what they should be doing. And of course, I want to be sex positive and be helpful. And I thought, how much of a fraud am I that I'm telling people what to do about their sex lives and I'm not having one, right?
Well, let me read this point. You get quiet when they talk about their sex lives. Then you do the math. Rihanna has put out 4 albums since you last had sex.
Yes, during these years, it's just really amusing because whenever I tell people I write an advice column, they say, oh, like Sex and the City. And then I have to blush because there's this thought that, you know, if you're any kind of columnist about romance, that you're running around having a million dates and having all this sex.
Research.
And really during these years of my life in particular, I was really in front of the TV not doing much at all.
Yeah. Well, so you've revealed a lot, Meredith Goldstein.
I mean, for the first time in my life, I took my own advice. I often tell people that writing it down brings you clarity. And yet I had never done that. It made me feel accountable, right? You write this down and I want to be accountable to my readers. And there are some things I can't control and sometimes that it's okay not to date and sit in front of the television. But I really felt like, oh, like I want to participate in the world the way they do. And I also think that all of the advice columnists I've ever known have confessed to having difficult personal lives. You know, just because we can give advice doesn't mean we can master our own problems. Mm-hmm. And I think I wanted readers to know, I'm not speaking down to anyone, I'm with you in this. And that's what I feel like this was, my saying, you have helped me this whole time because I have been with you the whole time.
That's Meredith Goldstein. The book is Can't Help Myself, Four Tops, Lessons and Confessions from a Modern Advice Columnist. It's terrific. Meredith, thank you.
Thank you. Can't help myself.